Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, can I ask you something that's been bugging me for a couple of days? Not a couple of days, since yesterday. Can I ask you something right out of the chute?
Just yeah.
This way I can get it off my plate. Are you... how do I ask this? Are you as crazy as everybody else about the Starbucks Valentine's Stanleys?
No, I don't care. I mean, they look cool. They're bright pink, sparkly Stanleys. Like, they look awesome.
Yeah, but it's not my jam.
No, I'm not like that person. Like, I have two Stanleys and I love my Stanleys and I use them all the time. They're fantastic. But I'm not like that where I'm like, I need every single one they ever made in every color.
I was not on board until over the holidays. And then a very good friend of her, in fact, my wife's best friend, her company made Stanleys. And she gave us one. And I went, okay, whatever. And then, no, I'm converted. They really are amazing.
They're really
good. You put
great,
ice in your drink and you put it next to your bed. And then the next morning, there's still ice in your drink. It's amazing. it's phenomenal. In fact, I am. Remember when you got us Tervis tumblers? When you guys Chet Buchanan showed Tervis tumblers?
Yeah.
We need to look into I'm sure we can make Stanleys. I'm sure there's, you know, a way around it.
Sure.
We can do it. But I think we need Chet Buchanan show Stanleys and let's go. That's a ratings bonanza right there. Folks will come from far and wide.
Oh, my God.
Chet Buchanan show Stanleys. All right, I'm on it.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So on that Stanley thing, my friend did the craze. Like, she went to Target and was waiting in the lines to get some and everything. They were limiting her on how many she could get.
Did you see lines? Did you see lines and go, what the hell's going on here?
Were they
only at Target?
Yes, they were only at Target from what I saw. It was absolute madhouse. The one that my friend went to, they were limiting them. She could only get two because she was going to pick up a couple for friends and family. And then they were like, you only get two, which was smart of them. But yeah, people are already selling these things online. In fact, Adrian, our producer Adrian, saw one on eBay for $250. When I got
home
yesterday.
Are you the one that saw one for $1,000?
Yeah, on Facebook Marketplace. Last night, I got home and someone was selling one on Facebook Marketplace for $1,000.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense why they would only let you have two. Because I want to meet the person that's keeping theirs. You know? Because that's all it is. It's just that's why there were lines for the secondary market. Everybody saw a business opportunity.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
That's just a great way to start a day.
Well, look at that. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Real life version of the Parent Trap, Kayla.
I'm losing my mind over it too. There's a woman on TikTok who posted a video of her parents kissing and then announced that they got remarried 10 years after they separated and got divorced.
That is sweet. That is true love. I believe in true love. I love that. No, that's good. That's really good. Layla Peck is 7 years old, lives near Scranton, Pennsylvania. Her best friend just turned 100 years old. That's
what?
Right. Layla is 7. Her best friend, World War II vet Joe Gagliardi, has just turned 100. She says they've been besties since she was a baby. So Layla sprung into action because obviously her bestie needs a party. So she got her local fire department to drop her off at his party in a fire truck.
Ah.
He received an American flag flown in his honor over the U.S. Capitol in D.C. And Layla also had her first grade class make him 100 birthday cards.
Oh, that's sweet. Birthday.
And it's just, boy, isn't this whole thing just adorable? Those are good, you know, between the real life parent trap and then now this, and oh my God, it's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I know this is the way you think. Have you decided that you're the cause of the Golden Knights 6 out of 7 losing streak right now? Because you went to the game last night?
No, I don't think that because I wasn't paying attention in the 2 periods I was there. I was up in Hyde Lounge having fun.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, sorry.
I did feel like a really bad Golden Knights fan, though. When I left, they go, I don't think I watched 1 second of that game because it was just like, it was our holiday party for my other company, so there was a bunch of us there, and we were just talking the whole time. And I was like, just kind of got away from me. I don't know why.
That's interesting, though, because that's, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot going on in there. Not just the game itself, but I mean, the lights and the music and the videos and the, you know, and the this and the that and the da 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 da. And the idea of like, yeah, no, there's something over here. Whatever this is over here. I'm doing that, but
so funny. I did see someone make a comment when I was walking through and pointing over, and they're like, that group's rowdy over there. And I go, yeah, those people are crazy. And like pointing over to the group that we were all with because they just like, we were just
people.
Loud as heck, but not like loud for the game. It was obnoxious. So
did you, when Dorofeev scored, did you like all of a sudden, you know, kind of like lock in, you know what I mean? And yell for a minute and then go back to what you were doing.
Yeah. That's the only, whenever our crowd erupted, we all just went, ah!
Yeah. Yay! Yeah, you turn towards it. Yeah. It's the one, I don't know if it's a downside, but it's the one thing about how we experience sporting events now, or how some people experience sporting events now, you know, where you've got Hyde Lounge, you've got the club seating, you've got all this other stuff to do besides the actual game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, I went to the Golden Knights game. How was it? Did they win?
To give you an idea of how garbage of a fan I was last night, I didn't even realize that we were at the end of the second period. I was like, we're leaving. We have to get up early. I didn't realize the Golden Knights were down 3-1 at the end of the second. Right. I'm like, and there was a lot of fans that were, that not a lot, but there was a good chunk of fans that were leaving at the same time. And I go, why is everyone leaving? And I look and I go, oh, that's why. Oh, well, maybe if you actually watch the game, Kayla, my God.
That's awesome. That's awesome. But the only reason I brought it up that you thought you might be the cause of the losing streak was that you were convinced that every time you would watch a game on TV, and this wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
You were convinced every time you watch a game on TV that it would go poorly. And so then you'd leave and go to the other room.
You know what? Season 4, it happened a lot. Like we would win, and then I'd put on the TV, we'd be like winning by like 4 goals. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I put it on, and the other team just bang, 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 and like starts scoring, and I go, so you feel like a bad luck charm.
Yeah.
And so you turn it off, and then we win, and I go, well, I don't know. And I'd like to point out that I think my least viewed season was the Stanley Cup season. So I don't know. I'm putting 2 and 2 together right now.
Oh, and that's, you know what, Jay Stu just texted too. That's part of the charm of baseball. And for people who go, oh, I hate baseball, it's too slow, it's boring. No, dude, you are sitting outside with food that you eat with your hands and beers. that's part of the charm of baseball. Mm-hmm. It's not that intense experience, and it's not for everybody. But you know, hockey's not for everybody.
Sure.
I don't understand those people. You know, hockey's not. I don't. You don't like hockey. If you don't like hockey, you don't like me.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning,
wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
So, Kayla, this no kids allowed thing, has it caused problems?
I think so. Honestly, this is a completely me, outsider's perspective looking in on it. I think it's caused problems.
We were just talking about one of Kayla's friends. The long and the short of it, I don't even have all the details yet, and I'm excited to dig into this a touch. So one of your friends has a rule, no it's funny to say it out loud, no kids allowed at their house.
Yes, they throw a lot of house parties, so they have a no kids allowed rule, like in general for their house. They keep it very neat and tidy, and so they just were like, well, we just prefer no kids, but they love kids. They just prefer no kids at their house. So
are they early 30s like you?
Yeah, mid 30s, I guess, a little bit older than me. So, but yeah.
So they host parties?
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Like, we have a bunch of friends that all have kids, and some of them can make it, some of them can't, because if you can get a sitter or whatever it is, whatever the case may be, no one ever sweats it. So my other friends in the group have 4 kids, and they threw like an after Christmas holiday party thing, and they invited essentially everyone that we kind of know, except I found out, because I didn't see my no kids allowed friends there, and turns out that they did not invite them to the New Year's Eve after Christmas party thing. So I was like, oh, and I don't know if that's my thing was, I don't know if there was any animosity towards any of it, but I was like, is that a revenge thing? Like, are you not inviting them because
the revenge, but isn't the revenge, sorry, am I mixing stories up? Because you, Kayla gave me part of this in email form. Fast forward to New Year's Eve, a parent friend of ours was having a party at their house, a small one that kids were allowed to be at. Is this where you're talking about the revenge?
Yes.
And we haven't fleshed this out yet. So yes, we got the invite, but it turns out they did not invite the no kids allowed people. Oh, and now the no kids allowed people are.
They haven't said anything, but it was very much noticed. Like a couple of people made comments kind of thing. So no one said anything from either camp about, oh, they didn't invite me. Oh, we didn't invite them for this reason. But it does, like, it brought in my mind, this is revenge, right? Like, this is a, oh no, we're not inviting you to our party because you never invite our kids to your party. And it was a very kid-centered party.
So, yeah, but if they don't, no, this is totally petty. It's weird, right? It's totally petty, right?
Yeah, I would get it if they were like, we don't want to hang out with kids. And they were those people. They don't mind kids. They just don't want kids at their house. So I'm like, to me, this screams petty.
But the no kids allowed people, we don't want kids in our house because we don't want them breaking stuff. We don't want them messing stuff up. My kids do that. Those are always the first kids that do that. And if you don't want kids in your house, you don't want kids in your house. It's your house.
It's your rule.
Make whatever rules you want.
Yep.
But then what I'm trying to figure out. So here's the, let me ask this question then, Kayla, maybe this will help us down the path. What other possible reason could they have for not inviting them? I understand the no kids. We're not inviting you because you have kids and you insist on bringing your kids. So we just won't invite you because I don't want to fight with you about your kids. But not inviting the no kids allowed people, what reason other than you're being petty?
Okay. Hear me out on this, because I hated that my brain went to revenge and pettiness. Like, I hate that my brain went there. So I was thinking about it, and I'm like, do you think they just didn't invite them because it kind of looks like they don't like kids and they didn't want to, like, you know, bring them around a bunch of kids like that. Like maybe it was more of like a gesture of don't feel obligated to come to this very kid centric party.
Let me go back to the other, let me go back to the other thing of where it has nothing to do, right? It has nothing to do with kids. It has everything to do with, they just don't want them in their house, right?
Yeah. They like kids. They just don't want kids in their house. That's what I'm like, That's the reason my brain went petty. It's 1,000% petty,
I'm literally,
right?
I mean, if they're going... That's almost, but almost if you're not going to do that, don't you have to, like you said, there's been no comment from either side, but at some point, don't you have to go, if you're the one doing the invite, don't you have to go, we know you don't like kids. There's going to be a lot of kids. No, you still have to do the invite.
You still have to do the invite.
And then you have to, go, hey, this is going to be real kid centric. We're doing 9 years Eve, you know, or whatever. We're doing noon year's Eve. And there's going to be blah, blah, blah.
A bounce house, whatever. Yeah.
There's going to be a bounce house. Right. There's going to be a bounce house. And then, yes. Yeah, so you have to invite unless you're being petty. That's so no. I'm sorry. There's no, this is totally. And now it's war. You can't come back from that.
No, I feel like this is going to cause a rift in the friend group 1,000%.
And then people got to pick sides. Which side are you choosing?
Oh, God, this is going to be so bad.
At some point, somebody's going to make you choose sides because that's how people operate now. People, yeah. We're not adults anymore. We've decided not to be adults.
Yeah.
And it's like, I hate that person. And if you like that person, then I hate you too.
Then we're at war too. Yeah. So it's really funny that you say that because someone on the Centennial Toyota text line says, your friends sound like middle school girls, which is great.
But that's who we are now. It is. I'm sorry. I hate to say it, but I'm sorry. It's cancel culture. It's all of that. And it's like, and if you, I hate them. So if you don't hate them as well, you're a horrible, awful, terrible person. It's just that way. My God, wait until they find out that you're a Democrat. No, I'm just kidding. You know how that goes. Sorry, that's all just you. Wait until they, hang on, let me rephrase. Wait until they find out you're a Republican. No, it's just, I mean, but literally that's how dumb we've gotten.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. And I feel really bad for even bringing it up because I feel like I'm manifesting the war now by talking about it. Is that a weird thing?
No, you're going to sneak back and forth to each party until you get caught. That's what's going to happen. You know what? And you know what? Again, that's what we do now. You sneak back and forth, and then you don't tell the people who hate each other about each other.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Is Dating Sunday new? Is this new?
I've never heard of this before.
I didn't think I had either, but it's possible that, you know, we don't remember everything. But according to Tinder, the first Sunday in January is Dating Sunday. That's this Sunday. The busiest day of the year for online dating. On Dating Sunday, Tinder claims that they see an extraordinary surge in people updating bios, uploading photos, sending messages, and responding to messages. In fact, Tinder said that people respond to messages almost 20 minutes faster on Dating Sunday than on any other Sunday of the year. Or are we being sucked in by this? You know what I mean? Like it doesn't really happen, but by them saying it happens, they'll make it happen.
Yeah, this is all funded by Hinge or whatever it is. Like this survey I'm just kidding. Like, oh, Dating Sunday. So
although a few years back, as I look through this a little deeper, somebody from Match had coined the phrase Dating Sunday and called this the Super Bowl of dating apps. Wild. They don't say why, but the guess is that it's, you know, new year, new me. And the start of a more available. We've talked about this, that there is the small window right after the holidays, right after the, you know, yada yada. And if you're already single, then you want to get something lined up, because as I have noted many times, Valentine's Day is gonna be here quick.
Yeah, because you want to get.
Go ahead.
Because you know it too, that all the stores already have all the Valentine's Day stuff out.
Sure.
So if you go shopping on Sunday morning or something, getting your groceries, and you see all that Valentine's stuff out, that's probably a reminder too that you're like, oh man, I need to get someone real quick.
This actually popped yesterday, but when we didn't talk about it, but did you see that the sweetheart people, you know, the Valentine hearts with the sayings on, be mine,
yeah,
you know, that kind of thing. That they figured out what to do with their zombie sweethearts, that they're calling them situationship hearts. And so they're just kind of like, you know, they just don't really say anything. They're just kind of smudged and you know, smudged or misspelled or broken. Because then that way you can give, you know, candy with sweet messages on it, but it's not real because you're just in a situationship, not a relationship.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Jasmine, what's happening?
Hi.
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 On my way to work. On my way to work.
Yeah, right on. Here's the crazy question. You're not we've gotten so big now that you can't just say you're from Henderson, because that covers a lot of ground. What part of Henderson?
Cadence.
Oh yeah, very nice. Good for you. Nice. Do you like it over there? It seems nice.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, me too.
Beautiful area. Yeah.
Good. Good for you. It's a 177-second survey, P1's Court edition. We need you to make some rulings. This seems pretty cut and dried, but there, some buddies of ours, another radio show, is arguing about this, and I found it fascinating. Our friend Gabe, hot girl Gabe, went to a restaurant and got a burger. And you know the paper that they use to separate hamburger patties? The paper somehow ended up in her burger. And yeah. she told the server, and they brought her a new burger, obviously. But then they didn't comp it. They didn't comp the burger. Should they have comped the new one as well?
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah. Everybody on our end, everybody in our circle is like, this isn't even a question. Why? And is it because here in Vegas we're more service oriented?
I would think that we are.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. But in all fairness, I've not had this specific thing happen, but I had people like screw ups in my order or something like that. And they're like, oh, so sorry. Let me comp your drink or something. You know what I mean? Whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But they've done something as a show of good faith,
right,
to get you to come back.
Yes.
Like, that's the thing. Yep. So.
Yeah, it's the principle of it.
Yeah, totally.
It's not that I need my burger. You know, great, you brought me another burger. Really, that does cover it. It's fine.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I would have just peeled the paper off and just kept eating. I would have let them know. I would have laughed about it. I'd be like, hey, tell your idiot cook that they've left the paper on the burger. And I wouldn't have even cared.
But is that because you don't want to wait for it to be prepared again?
No, I probably would have swallowed the part of the paper that I already ripped off with my teeth, because I'm just, you know, I eat like a shark.
Hilarious.
I don't get how you would miss that paper, though, because you're cooking. It's on the grill in front of you. You don't miss the paper?
That was my other question, Jasmine.
Is that like
was
a fire hazard?
Well, my other question was, how do you didn't flip? Did you know? It could have been, yeah. Here's the other thing. That could have been cheese paper. That could have been cheese paper, not burger paper, but I don't know.
But anyway, still, it's paper. Like, how do you not notice that?
Kayla, right. I have written down here five guys. Kayla.
This lady ordered food delivery to her house and got her delivery. Her husband grabs it from the door and starts laying it out. She comes into the room and discovers that not only has he unloaded their food, but there is five guys that's also there and unloaded. She didn't order five guys.
Bonus.
So they were like, he was like, oh, wow. And she goes, no, that's not our food. So they wrap it back up and sure. pack it back in the bag. 10 minutes later, delivery driver comes. Did you guys get an order for Five Guys? And she's like, yeah, we unwrapped it, but then we put it back. And they stormed off. And then 10 minutes later after that, the cops show up. Like, that is the most ridiculous thing ever.
So the driver
mistakenly gave them the Five Guys.
Right.
And then shows back. Yeah.
And then called the cops.
Yes.
The driver did.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
No.
And the lady wants to know if she did something wrong in this case.
No.
She did not.
I agree with
you. Tell me you don't know how to. You, tell me you don't know how to DoorDash without telling me you don't know how to DoorDash,
or whatever the service was that you were using.
You beg forgiveness and keep it pushing.
I will say that it is. I don't think it's. She did nothing wrong here at all. However, it does look weird that you fully unwrapped an entire meal that you didn't. I don't know. I guess I wouldn't unwrap that. I'd be like,
wouldn't you? Define unwrap.
It says Five Guys.
Yeah, like define unwrap. Like they unwrapped all the burgers. Well, okay, but that's if one weird. Person's in one room and the other person's in the other room and you don't know what they ordered, I can see this now. I can see it.
I would say it's like one of those things.
Her husband's fault.
Well, I can see it. It's like one of those things where it's like the 80-20 rule when you get into a car accident and the insurance company asks for you to take 20% just to kind of keep everything fair. If like someone, you could have avoided the accident, so just take about 20%. I feel like it's one of those. Like it's like an 80-20 thing where it's like 80% your fault, but I guess I could take a little bit of blame here.
No 20.
Yeah.
No. 100% driver fault. 20. And
how dare you call the police?
No, and honest to God, the cops are showing up for that.
Yeah, right.
We've got people driving cars into stores and showing up in unruly mobs, stealing things from, you know, from hardworking small business owners. And you're going to show up because somebody got the wrong Five Guys order? Come on, man.
For the record, it did say on the rest of it that after the cops got the story from her, they just left. So, yeah. For the record.
And they took the Five Guys. You know, just as evidence.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, here's my note, is that Kayla wants to ask if chicken is a gateway drug. What?
Yeah, I saw that if you want to get chickens, and like so you can have fresh eggs and everything in the morning, that's a thing, but that it's a gateway drug to all other farm animals at your house.
People think it's not that big a deal. Raising chickens is hard. I mean, it's not as... maybe as hard as raising other things, but chickens, actually, they're loud and they're smelly and they're dumb.
And like, the difference is, like, you grew up on a farm and you were saying all these things, and so you had space growing up. Can you imagine if, like, the people that get chickens that have barely any backyard, for instance, you know, and then all of a sudden your next door neighbor has chickens and you're like, wait, now I have to listen to chickens bark all night long? Because that's what I would get so mad about.
What was the chicken sound like?
Bark!
What was that again? Got it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, this is bizarre. So, guy goes missing in Salt Lake City. He's 18 years old, disappears. Parents put the word out that this guy's gone. Some other people glom onto it and say, yeah, we know where he is. We've got him. And they say $80,000 to get him back. And these people are like, we'll do it and pay the 80 grand. But they had nothing to do with it at all.
Nothing to do with it at all. They just got. And then the son got found a few days later in a tent on the outskirts of town.
Because he just decided he wanted to go on adventure?
Yeah, he wanted to go rough it for a few days without a cell phone. It just didn't bother to tell anyone where he was going. So, of course, parents freak out. And then they got for $80,000. Which, by the way, if I were the parents, I'd be so mad and be like, okay, you're paying for your own college now because we just gave up all of your tuition money for the rest of life.
And I would assume that the people got caught, the scammers got caught, because otherwise how are we hearing about this?
Oh, I didn't hear anything about that, just that they're out $80,000.
They got away with it. Why would you let, I gotta be honest, there's so many levels to this of where no one would find out. You know what I mean? Like, because why are you letting people know? Why are we putting the word out? Keep an eye out for somebody who's got an extra 80 grand. They got it from us because we're stupid and our kid's even dumber than we are.
Wake me up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Have your dogs, Kayla, ever eaten? We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Have your dogs ever eaten anything that they shouldn't have?
I mean, not that I can recall.
So there's this couple in Pittsburgh. Their name's Clayton and Carrie Law. They had a new fence put in last month. The workers wanted to be paid in cash. Clayton goes to the bank, takes out $4,000, brings it home, and less than 30 minutes later, their dog, a seven-year-old golden doodle named Cecil, who usually doesn't chew stuff up, but apparently took a liking to the freshly withdrawn cash and ate all of it.
Oh my God.
Not a giant stack. It's always like in the movies, you know, when they open up the briefcase, ooh, it's $1 million. When in reality, it's just, you know, it doesn't take up that much room. But there's this stack of 50s and 100s, and Cecil couldn't resist. The good news is they managed to get most of it back. The bad news is, you know how they had to do it.
Oh, gross.
Cecil actually immediately gave some of it back.
Okay.
That way.
Okay.
To get to the rest, they had to wait. The bank actually told them that this is not that uncommon and that they would replace any of the bills as long as the serial numbers were still visible. So Clayton and Carrie got to work. They had to collect the, you know, what they could, wash them, and look for the numbers like you're putting together a little money puzzle. Carrie said, yes, if you're asking. Yes, the smell was so bad.
Oh, yeah.
After lots of hard work, they ended up with $35.50. They only lost $450 on the whole deal. Cecil is fine. They've forgiven him. They also just said going forward, they'll keep in mind that he has very expensive taste.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
My mind is ever so now it's even more than slightly blown. A time capsule was buried in front of Sleeping Beauty's castle in 1995. as part of the Disney 40th anniversary celebration. It will be opened in 2035 for Disney's 80th anniversary, which, as you may have figured out, is only 11 years away. And we're way more than that away from 1995. Like, we're way closer to 2035 than we are to 1995. Sorry, does your back hurt all of a sudden just hearing that? Sorry, didn't mean to. Ebola is capitalized because it's named after the Ebola River in Africa, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The first basketball was actually a soccer ball. When they first decided to put up peach baskets in the 1890s, the soccer balls that were around, that was the option available. The idea was the weather was crap. They invented basketball actually in Canada, and the weather was crap in the winter, so they decided to come up with a new game, and that's how basketball was born. Yeah, something you could play inside. So,
oh,
sure.
Fun fact.
Almost every case that goes to court in Japan ends in a guilty verdict. The country has a 99.9% conviction rate.
Oh, my God. Note, never go to jail in Japan.
Yeah, all this tells me is that there's not... I mean, how boring are the Japanese crime shows? You always know they're going to get convicted. And number two, it sucks to be a lawyer in Japan. Right?
Not much market for it. You're right.
Right? If you're a defense lawyer... Man, you got to be able to, you know, to take a few punches because you're never going to win.
But you do put that on your resume. I'm the 0.01 or 0.1% that gets people off. Like, that's what
that's want your a case. I want a case. Your parents are so proud. In polo, it's been illegal to hold your mallet in your left hand since 1974 because if two right-handed people are charging at a ball from opposite directions, the horses will not collide. But if a righty and a lefty are going after the ball, the horses are likely to run into each other.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
I know. That's the more you know before we go. And before we get out of here, Kayla's got a joke.
What New Year's resolution should a basketball player never make?
New Year's resolution. Well, if you'll give me a minute, I'm sure I still won't be able to come up with anything. But, yeah, all right, we'll be back.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Say it again one more time because I'm not sure.
What New Year's resolution should a basketball player never make?
Never.
Never.
And I feel like that's the key word. And I'm way overthinking this, and it's not helping at all. I don't know.
To travel more.
Good Lord. That's ridiculous. But I like it. I like it. All right, listen, y'all. Did you notice? Here we are. Everybody have an amazing weekend. I can't believe we're to a Friday already.
Yeah.
We're through our first week of the new year. We'll welcome back all the stragglers on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.